Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Let's play a round of Do You Have a Story? Ready? Okay. What is the best Halloween costume you ever had? Who has a story or one that is worth bragging about?
I dressed up like a, go ahead, Zeev.
I dressed up like a television once when I was in college. Yeah.
How did you do that?
Similar to the costume that Hot Wings was talking about the other day, where you were...
It was a Gillette razor.
Yeah.
That was my best one. It was the most cumbersome, and it ended up being a pain in the ass at parties because my head was wide because that was the razor blade head. So every time I turned my head, I would hit other people. But visually, I nailed it.
Yeah, I was. I took a big cardboard box, and I just wrapped it all in like that brown paper, like packing paper. Yeah, packing paper, exactly. Yeah. Just so it was all one uniform color. I put little knobs on the front of it. I put a screen on the front of it. I had an extension cord hanging out the back of it, and then I wore a hat with like an old coat hanger that I bent to look like rabbit ears.
Now, most kids would have no idea what you were.
Yeah,
no. What are you, a robot?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now you could do that. You could put an iPad in there.
Yeah.
Be an old TV.
Yep.
Actually show video.
Yeah.
Kelly, what were you?
I was a killer bee one time.
A killer bee?
Everybody likes to dress slutty on Halloween, and I've done that plenty. But one Halloween, I waited too late, and so I had to buy a costume from the kids section, and it was this little killer bee dress, or it was a bee dress, and then I went and got ammunition to strap around both of my shoulders and then a fake rifle kind of gun or whatever, and I spray painted it black, and I was a killer bee. And
pretty good.
I won a costume contest at these bars that shared they're owned by the same people, shared a wall kind of thing. Walked into one, won it, and had a whole like tray of shots they gave me, and then did the same thing at the bar next door. It was awesome. It was so badass, and I had so much fun that night.
Actually,
I would love to go back to that Halloween.
Any of you think you're bad at Halloween costumes?
I think I am.
You do?
Yeah.
I think I'm bad at it.
I've never had one that really sticks out to me. Like, wow, that was a great costume. Other than... There was one year my boyfriend and I went as Don and Betty Draper.
Ooh.
And I got a dress at the like consignment store that I worked at that was like a perfectly like 50s style dress.
Perfect to play her.
And then I drew on a little mole. I did a cute little updo. And then we even, a friend of ours gave us a little cigarette holder that had like the Lucky Strike logo on it. And then there was one tobacco store in Jackson, Michigan that sold Lucky Strikes.
Nice.
And so we got a pack of them and put them in our mouths. We didn't.
And it was when Mad Men was on, so people knew who you were.
Yes.
Like now you just be like, who's that nicely dressed couple?
Yeah. And it was for a lot of the people at that party, because we were the youngest people there, they kind of were like, you're just a couple from the 50s?
Right. Which is fine.
Fine. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Close enough.
No, the 60s, stupid.
Yeah, right. What is the worst meal you've ever made?
Oh, I know.
Really?
I remember mine. It was a couple of years ago when we were all doing that diet that a bunch of us here at the radio station did. And I had joined a Facebook group where it was like recipes specifically for this diet.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that would be great. Because I was kind of running out of ideas. And somebody had recommended doing stuffed peppers. But for some reason, instead of using ground beef, and use like fish or something.
Peppers and fish.
Peppers.
Peppers and fish seem pretty unnatural together.
That sounds awful.
And then there was I had to use coconut oil or something. So it was like sweet fish stuffed peppers.
Oh, God.
That sounds awful.
It was one of the worst things I've ever... No, it was the worst thing I've ever eaten.
And that's a lot of prep and everything.
It was a decent amount of prep.
To get something you hate.
But it was one of those nights where I was like, God, I just want something different. I'm so tired of Because I'm like I'm a dog. I'll eat the same thing every single meal every day. Mm-hmm. But I was just really tired of it. And so I had said to Annette, I was like, all right, I'm going to make this. It's going to be so good. It took a decent amount of time to make. And then both of us took a bite of it. And we were both like, this is awful. This is the worst thing I've ever eaten.
That's terrible. That's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Nothing like a combination like that. My worst one was just simply I botched everything timing wise. Because when you cook and you're making various things, there's a certain amount of timing involved, especially if you're like cooking meat and you're making like a side. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was doing. I was like, I had a date and I'm like, I'll make dinner. And then the person came over and I just screwed up everything. So that's what made it the worst, was because I was trying to impress somebody and yeah. I absolutely butchered everything. I don't remember if it was steak or pork chops, but anyway, it was like leather, like shoe leather, and the vegetables were totally burnt, and it just all sucked. I go, should we get pizza?
Yeah, that's a drag when that happens.
Yeah, I had grand plans, and I really messed this up.
1-800-947-3979. Who has the best Meet the Parents story? Anybody? Not that somebody will have one for everyone.
I don't know if mine's the best, but anytime any of my sisters and I would bring a new boy over, my mom was like, let's have him over for dinner.
Okay.
And her one dish, she's not much of a cook, but her one thing she makes, and she makes it really well, is manicotti.
Okay.
So we're sitting there eating manicotti, and we were the family that like watched TV while we ate dinner. We had a tiny TV in our kitchen that mm-hmm. was on a swivel, so we turned it.
Right.
And we're sitting there watching. Our nightly show was either Bones or House.
Okay.
Because my mom's a nurse. My sisters are very science-brained.
Okay.
Didn't bother us. And so already, like, my now boyfriend, Boris, was like, you guys watch this while you're eating dinner? Yeah. Then my mom starts telling us about her day at work. And she's a labor and delivery nurse. So she was like, this lady's uterus was on the table. And we had her stomach open. And we're like, wow, oh, my gosh. And she's like, yeah. And then she tore halfway through. And we're like, oh, my goodness. And he looks like he's about to be sick. Right. And then,
makes that calzone you're eating seem terrible. Yeah. I know it was manicotti.
So then later we're sitting watching a movie and he's like, I can't believe you guys just talk about that kind of stuff at dinner. Because then it leads to us girls talking about our uteruses. And it's like, man, when I was on my period last week, and like my dad's just sitting there just like, yep, this is living with
he's
girls.
Desensitized, yeah, he's desensitized. So, yeah.
He's like, this is it.
So yeah, he was just like, I cannot believe you people do this.
So did you then take that level of conversation the first time you had dinner at Boris's house with his parents?
Oh, no.
You didn't talk about uteruses or anything?
No.
That would not fly?
No, it would not.
I was dating this guy one time who asked if I would go and hang out with his mom on a Wednesday. And I was like, you're really adamant about me doing it on Wednesday. And I don't really know why. And it was not a real easy day for me, but it was going to be the first time I met his mom and his dad and his uncle. And they were older. So it was just important to him. And I thought, okay, this is important to you. I'll go, even though my schedule's crazy. I get there, and she was doing like a Bible study class on Wednesday night. And so I get there. I bring a bottle of wine because we're going to do dinner, and we have dinner. And then she goes, all right, fellas, time to go. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to leave with my boyfriend. And he looked at me and goes, no, you should stay. And I thought,
you should stay.
Why would I stay? Mm-hmm. And her whole reason about being adamant that I met them on Wednesday is because that's when she hosted her Bible study at her ladies group at her house. And they did dinner beforehand. And I thought, okay, why do I have to stay for this? And it was important to him. So I just sat there. I was like, please don't ever do this to me again.
But not giving you a heads up on that
not
is
at all.
Outrageous.
That is outrageous.
It's one thing to say, you're going to hate this. And it's you're probably going to feel awkward, but it's really important to me. And if you could just do it this one time. So you at least knew, mm-hmm. like, you got to prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm. And the guys got to leave, but they didn't, like, leave the house necessarily. She's like, go. What they did was they went outside and smoked cigars and finished the wine I brought. I was like, this is making me want to swear on the radio.
They're doing all of the things you would like to do.
Yes.
Smoking and drinking.
Oh, my God. And I even specifically said, why is Wednesday so important? I got tricked.
That is a trick.
It was fine. She was super nice about it, and she could definitely tell I was not one of them.
Yeah. Was it the smell of sulfur?
Yeah, something does not belong here.
Yeah. Those guys are out there enjoying my barefoot, and I got to listen to Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
No thanks.
All I wanted was a dude on top of me, and now I'm listening to Deuteronomy.
There you go. Joshua judges Ruth.
Yeah.
I'm judging this.